Sometimes, when people change the world around them, the world bites back. Two reminders of this appear in the current editions of the scientific journals Nature and Science, NPR's John Nielsen reports.
When Florida's fruit and vegetable farmers see a bad cold spell coming, they spend millions to protect their crops. But sometimes they don't see it coming. Curtis Marshall, an atmospheric scientist at Colorado State University, says that's what happened when an unexpected freeze hit southern Florida on the morning of January 19th, 1997.
About $300 million worth of crops were lost in the sugarcane and fresh vegetable sectors. And also about 100,000 migrant farm workers found themselves unemployed.
Many of the owners of these ruined fields had come to southern Florida to get away from freezes just like this one. Ironically, according to Marshall, they may have brought the freeze in behind them. Marshall thinks they did it by draining the wetlands that tend to buffer freakish cold fronts by soaking up heat during the day and letting it out at night. To test his idea, he ran the meteorological particulars of the 1997 freeze through a computer program built to gauge the links between land use and weather.
It was just an experiment where you have two different land surfaces, in one case wetland and the other case cropland.
As expected, the freeze got deeper when the farms got bigger.
The temperature with a wetland present only fell into the mid or upper 30s Fahrenheit. But with croplands present, the temperature fell below freezing.
Marshall's findings are published in the current issue of the journal Nature. Ecologist Ron Jackson of Duke University calls them provocative, even though computer models of this sort are far from definitive.
You know, I think a paper like that can be very important in highlighting or proposing an interaction that we haven't considered yet. And I think this wetland and freezing interaction is an example of that. Whether that is actually going on, I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done.
Another potential side effect of intensive agricultural development is laid out in the journal Science this week, where Michelle Walvoort of the U.S. Geological Service says she found an unexpected layer of naturally occurring but potentially dangerous nitrates under many of the nation's deserts.
We looked in the Mojave, the Chihuahuan, Sonoran deserts, an area in the High Plains, and in northern New Mexico. In all these cases, we did find substantial inventories of nitrate.
When man-made nitrates wash off fertilized fields into water bodies, they sometimes trigger dangerous algal blooms and massive fish kills. If these natural nitrates were to leach down into aquifers, they could do similar kinds of damage. Walvoort says she doesn't think that's likely, given that these nitrates have been staying put for several thousand years now.
They're not likely to go anywhere under natural conditions. But major changes in land use, such as conversion to irrigated farmland, could cause pretty rapid mobilization of these large nitrate inventories to groundwater.
Ron Jackson, the ecologist at Duke University, says Walvoort's paper is even more speculative than the paper linking farmers and freezes. On the other hand, these are possibilities that cannot simply be dismissed. Surprising ecological side effects of man-made changes are a characteristic of the age, he says.
Pick your example, the ozone hole or diseases just setting around the planets or glaciers disappearing. And we always seem surprised, but I think these surprises are the consequence of a global economy and 6 billion people. And what we've got to do is to be better or smarter in how we treat the environment.
The first step, he says, is to find the surprises, as these papers did. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.